Recording.
All right, roll call.
Murphy.
Here.
Buffo.
Here.
Bing.
Yes.
Morris. Stuber.
Here.
Perry. Trulock.
Here.
All right, if you join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
We welcome you to remain standing, if you choose, while we pray. Father, we thank you for the opportunity to come here in this new year and work out the issues facing Tolono. We ask you to guide us as we work through these things. We ask you, Father, for your wisdom, and we ask you that our hearts be open to hear the hearts of our community. In Jesus' name, amen.
All right, Brad, would you like to address the board?
Oh, hey, that'd be great.
We'll get you.
So, good evening, everyone. I'm Brad Halbrook, your state representative. Your attorney's heard this spiel already this winter, so if I could, I'm just going to send these, if you can circulate those back through the room, and send these a couple this way. Hopefully there's enough.
Thank you, sir.
And so I'm just out trying to make a trip around the district. And while that started, if I could, we have an email that goes out once a week during session, less times when we're not. If you want to be a part of that, I think you just sign in. It's an opt-in, opt-out. I'll manually opt you in. And if you choose you don't want to participate in that, you can just always opt out. And I'll send a sheet this way for you board members and others to do that. So part of what I'm trying to do is get across the district. This card that I gave you is... on the back is really the meat of it. So if you see the white area there inside the brownish area, the white is my district. So it's all a part of seven counties. It's all the Shelby, Moultrie, Douglas. I call it the southern part of Champaign, most of Edgar, with a little corner of Vermillion and a little corner of Macon. So the notch in the top is Champaign-Urbana. So the 57 is the divide line down to Church Street at Savoy, and then we come up on the other side of Urbana at about 1800 East Road. We parallel 74 about 2 miles north. I think it's 1800 North Road is our northernmost boundary. We have, my main office is in Shelbyville, where I keep a full-time staff person there. I share that space with Senator Rose, and then we share his space there on Staley Street up here in Champaign. So we have a presence in both those locations. This is really important to get out and meet with folks just because, and then some of the committee assignments I have, it kind of really makes it doubly important. I sit on lots of different committees. The one that I'm minority spokesperson on is counties and townships, and then cities and villages is another one. Government consolidation and modernization, campaigns, campaign finance and elections, and then ag and conservation is another one that I sit on. And so we've been doing these tours, I guess, almost 2 years. We started doing the courthouse tour like in April, May, 2 years ago. And out of a result of meeting with the county elected officials came a bill that we passed this year that was actually authored by one of your own here in Champaign County, Mark Sheldon, your recorder, and it's called electronic notification. So it gives our local units of government the option to do stuff by electronic means versus mail, first class mail. And so that helps kind of hopefully lower some costs for folks. And so again, Mark Sheldon was very, very helpful with that. And we got that passed and the governor signed it and it's in its law. But it's just electronic notification. It's across the board, gives everybody the option to use it or not. So we get really good ideas by coming to these meetings and talking to folks, kind of what we got going on and kind of see what you guys got going on. A couple things I'll mention real quick, and then if you guys got any questions of me while the sign-up sheet's going around. We have kind of two programs I want to make everybody aware of. Of course, you guys are always welcome to the Capitol, and if you want to come over for the day and visit with us for any reason at all, if there's somebody you want to see, a different agency about anything, just let us know and we'll accommodate, get that all scheduled for you. We've got passes to the Abraham Lincoln Museum. We can get you in there for the part of the day, whatever you like there. That's always available. Committee meetings, whatever. But we have a program called Page for the Day. And so if you have a youngster that's fifth, sixth grade all the way up to adult, and they want to come over to Springfield to the Capitol when we're in session, We get them a photo ID. They get access to the House floor. The House floor is restricted to members, members' immediate family, and staff, and then the pages for the day, and then the press with proper credentials. So we introduce them. They get their name read into the record, and they become a part of permanent Illinois history. So that's always kind of a fun program. Just call our office, and we can get you set up with that. The other one is for the college age. We have, there's a program administered through the state, and it's a paid internship. So if you have someone that's college age, that's interested in government or politics, the sign-up period for that is going on right now. And actually, we're promoting it during our weekly email ad that we're sending out. There's an online thing you go to, and you can fill out all that stuff to get that all done. And so that's just one to kind of highlight that. Any questions you guys might have of me while we're wrapping up the email stuff? Questions, guys? Man, you guys are easy. Well, I really appreciate your time. Again, this card is of reference, and do with it what you want. Your mayor has my cell number. Let us know if there's something going on legislative-wise. Communicate with us. Email's really great because I check that throughout the day, the week. And my staff person, and we're always, either one of us is replying to that. So if there's something that's on your mind that you want me to know, just email's great. And it'd be fantastic. Yes?
How much lead time do you need to see someone at an agency?
Well, it depends because whether they're officing in Chicago or Springfield. So if you need immediate attention and they may be in Chicago, you may just have to drive to Chicago. But to see them in Springfield, probably a couple of weeks at the outset if we're not in session. It's really important that when we are in session, if they office in Chicago, they need to be in Springfield.
I see.
So that they can meet with you on a fairly prompt basis.
Well, I'll email you to ask what agency I would need to see about this issue. Regarding the elderly.
You bet. So we'll assist you however we can.
Thank you.
All right. Anything else, guys? All right. If not, I'll be on my way. Nice to
Thanks
meet all you guys. Call me if you need anything. See ya.
All right.
See you,
boy. All right, Paul.
Hi, guys.
Come on up.
Paul Holliday, 23-year resident. I'm here really to express my concern and opinion about ISILs in Toronto. I know there's a lot of them. The main one, I think, is the mainstream coming through Toronto. I'm sure all of you see it just like I do every day, and that's the east side of Route 45. And I think that's from, Walnut Street to Subway. Three buildings there, okay? One of them is in a pile and has been for a year or more now. The one to the south of that is just about to fall down. It's sitting there with the door wide open. It's full of junk. The one to the north, it needs attention, okay? I think it's an easy fix with that building. A scrape and a paint would just make that building look back, magnificent. The three advertising signs, okay? I never see anything on those signs. I mean, not never, but sometimes they sit there most of the time with absolutely nothing on them. They look terrible. The one has been tipped over for pretty much all year. And I think the classic now are the two kitchen chairs that's been sitting out there for almost a year now. So I don't know who the landowner is of that area. I think I know who it is, but I don't know if this has been addressed, to where I think it's a quick, easy fix, okay? They could go in there, the building is torn, that fell down, clean it up, get it out of there. The building next to it, tear it down, get it out of there. The signs, if they're not being used, I think they should be hauled off. If they're going to be in use, fine, bring them back. Put whatever on them. Kitchen chairs, okay, those can certainly be hauled off. I just drive by there like all of you guys probably every single day. I'm like, that's the mainstream of Toronto, And not only us residents see that, but anybody and everybody that comes through Tolono, coming and going, they see that every day. And I'm like, my goodness, I know there's something. I don't know if this has been addressed. And I would like to think that something can be enforced to the landowner to get this, you know, attention. So.
It is being addressed. Part of that's on our nuisance list, which I don't have in front of me. I was trying to find it. Part of that is on our nuisance list, and it is being addressed slowly, not as quickly as I'd like it to be addressed, but it is being addressed.
Okay.
So just keep on us,
okay.
And we'll keep on that. We have several things that are going to court now. I don't think that's one of them right now, but there's several other properties that are going to court trying to get them to get cleaned up.
Good. Okay.
And then the house on Daggy should be coming down a couple weeks.
Yeah.
So we're getting there.
Okay.
It's a slow process.
I just thought, you know, I complained to my wife every day. She said, "Well, you really need
go
to
the board
meeting."
Well, that's why we're here.
I want to go.
That is why we're here. Keep
so,
coming.
Yeah. I'm just concerned. You know, I like to see the town cleaned up a little bit. You know, I mean, it would just, you know, we all live here and just make it look a lot better.
Yeah. We're working on it.
Okay, great. Appreciate it.
So,
thanks for your time, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Catherine?
Hi, my name is Catherine Hansen. I've owned a home in Tolono for 13 years, 301 P Street, which I'm trying to sell, if anybody knows somebody. I have noticed, especially at Christmas time, many frustrated people going to the recycling bins and having them completely full for a couple of weeks. And I'm wondering if there's any way that the board and council can appropriate more money to having bins, more bins at holiday time so that people don't have to come back several times to find a space in the bins. Has anyone else brought that issue up?
We're already paying $2,000 a month to keep those bins there, so that's $24,000 a year that's going to haul off recycling.
Uh-huh.
We're not apt to do any more with it. Last year we did pull one extra bin right after Christmas, and that alleviated a little bit, but half the time those bins are getting pulled when they're only half full. They're only full, like, during holidays. They usually fill up pretty quick. One gets changed every day. They even changed one on Christmas Day. But every holiday, everybody comes in. It's not just our residents. Other residents from other towns are using them, too. And the village, the Tolono, is paying for other people to use them, essentially.
Mm-hmm.
So, and the rates are even going up even higher. We just got to notice that they're going up again. So we're not going to put any more bins out. I mean, it's up to the board, but as far as I'm concerned, we're not putting any more up. We have pulled extra ones a time or two, but when we pull an extra one, it still costs us like $100 to pull an extra one in.
So they're on a schedule and they get pulled full or not.
One bin gets pulled a day, except for the weekends. Of course, Saturday and Sunday they don't get pulled, but
uh-huh.
One bin gets pulled every day. So, and they bring one. They drop it off and take the fullest one when they leave.
Would it be possible for the taxes to go up just a little bit every year?
I live here in town. I don't want my taxes to go up just to provide more recycling bins. So when most of the time they're half empty when they pull them.
Uh-huh.
So I don't think that's a good appropriation of the money of the village.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I could be wrong. I mean, I could, because these guys vote on it.
Is your suggestion that people hold their recycling for a couple of weeks and after
that's
the
what
holidays?
We do. We go, and you can also call the village office if it's
uh-huh.
open and ask if the bin's been pulled yet.
Uh-huh.
And because the one secretary that sits by that big window, she usually keeps track of it and watches them being pulled.
Uh-huh.
We don't have a time frame when they get pulled. They can pull anywhere from 8 o'clock in the morning until 5 o'clock at night.
I see.
It's just whenever they get a driver free.
Uh-huh.
That could come over and switch them out.
Uh-huh.
So, and sometimes they've even had to take the bins, go dump them, and then bring back that bin because they were short on bins.
Uh-huh.
So, I mean, they do the best that they can.
Uh-huh.
So that's kind of where we're at on the recycling stuff. A lot of communities have gotten rid of the recycling because it's so expensive. Mm-hmm. And plus, people aren't necessarily just putting their stuff in there. They're just throwing it and then driving off. Mm-hmm. And then that cardboard stuff blows all over the place. And our maintenance department's chasing down all the stuff, and it creates a huge mess.
Yeah, that's not right.
So.
Okay, so you said that the bins cost $100 each?
Somewhere around in there. I'm not positive on the exact amount.
$100, that's maybe, aren't there at least 500 houses in Kelowna? That, you know, that would be a very small amount to add to the bill.
Well, we'll put it up for a vote and uh-huh. see if, and what everybody, we can't do it today because it's not on the agenda, but uh-huh. we'll put it on the agenda and I'll put it up for a vote and we'll go from there.
Okay, thank
okay?
you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you. All right, let's, any more public comments? Planning Board, you want to come up and give us a quick report? I'm off the agenda, I apologize, guys. But come
just
on
got,
up.
Two parcels of land.
This is the second one you talked about. It's up there right now.
Which one's up there now?
That's the second one. The telephone.
Wilhelm property?
I think so.
It's basically this property right here. There's an 80-acre tract that goes somewhere about like this here. He's got this surveyed out. The homestead, which he wants to sell to a young couple.
There we go.
Yeah, that's the full 80 acres. And like I said, he's got 2.1 some change acres. Yeah, for the homestead that he wants to, he's got people who want to buy it. He's got it surveyed out and came to the village for our approval. We agreed to it on the basis of a pre-annexation agreement with the full 80 acres to the village. Is that it? Wade, so, and then once he gets it, it hasn't been approved or anything. Once he gets signs the agreements or anything, he'll come back to us for approval.
It's
about 2 miles south.
Yeah, it's about 2 miles, yeah.
Yeah.
We're not going to get that far in 20 years, but
right.
just in case we do.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's technically within the mile and a half, mm-hmm. but it's south of the Sidoras Road if you mm-hmm. went all the way across. So the odds of us
there's no
making that property contiguous within the next 20 years, which is the lifespan of an annexation agreement, is pretty low. The village's advantage of having the annexation agreement is that it prevents another municipality, of course that's probably Sodom, from grabbing the property, which I think is pretty unlikely, but it's possible. I think the Plan Commission was kind of saying, well, even though it's highly unlikely, we think it's kind of a good policy to try to, when these larger tracts are trying to break stuff out, it's just to have this annexation agreement that we'll just record, and if something great happens in the next 20 years, wonderful, and if not, it's no great loss either way, but that it kind of puts a, marks our territory.
Right.
So that was kind of their philosophy. The reason that the board might want to talk about it a little bit tonight is just that if you buy into that philosophy, you don't necessarily have to vote on it, but you could kind of chime in on that, and then if it seems like there's support to kind of back what they're suggesting, then we'll send out an annexation agreement over to the property owners, and then you'll actually have this for a formal vote at your meeting in February.
And in the past, I mean, I've been on the Planning Commission for 20 plus years, and that's kind of a standard of what we've been doing in the past when people come to us with these issues, and you know, we always require like a pre-annexation agreement, so we've been kind of consistent with that across the board, you know, for several years anyway. So, and the next piece of property is pretty similar situation. It's just right down here. the Run property, the boy wants to, about 2 acres out right here in this little corner right here for a ranch style house for him and his family. And same situation, they haven't had it surveyed or anything yet. We said we really didn't have an issue with it. We wanted to see the survey when he gets it done to kind of see if it's not some weird, odd shaped piece of property and things. And same thing with the full property there. We acquired an annexation agreement, and once he gets the survey and everything, we'll take a look at it and see if, you know, it's consistent with what we've been doing in the past also.
Yeah, the first parcel we talked about is a 2 acre break out of an 80 acre tract.
Oh, yeah.
It's breaking out an existing farmstead, so it has a house and stuff on it. This is a 23 acre tract, and he wants to break off 2 acres of bare ground and then put up a new house. So they're kind of different, but kind of the same.
That's not exact.
So, question with this property. I used to live right outside of Champaign, and my landlord wanted to do the same kind of thing, but he was trying to break, basically the same thing, he was trying to break up one parcel into two, and he was concerned that the county was going to make him subdivide it and put in sidewalks. We would never need, that would
be one of the, we talked, yeah, it would fall under our subdivision ordinance, but that, some of the stuff we waived.
Okay.
Those type of things.
That's a bit of a benefit from them going through us.
Right. If they sign an annexation agreement with us, then inside of it would say, hey, we'll let you break out this parcel,
right,
and we won't force you to follow our subdivision ordinance.
Okay.
So we'd be waiving it.
But they still have to follow.
It's just a plan for a single family home, so it's not like he's, you know.
And that's his parents that live there. That's where he grew up.
But if you're taking a piece less than 5 acres out of one parcel, since there's already a home on that piece there, I still think they'd have to subdivide that.
No, they don't. Well, we could vote to, they would be voting to waive that.
Right.
That's the whole point of it. And a condition of that is that they would get a surveyor, and they'd record a survey, and then when they record the deed and the survey, then that's when the county will kick out a new PIN number. We don't have to do this, but if we were doing what they're asking, that's what we would be waiving.
I would disagree. I'm just, my opinion, I would think that they would have to subdivide that less than a 5 acre parcel, since there's already a, you know, if you're taking it out of 80 acres, yeah, that's fine, but I think they'd still have to subdivide that into two parcels.
And they would be.
Yeah.
But it's not going to be a subdivision. It's going to be a deed that breaks out a part of it based on a legal description that the surveyor gives, and then they record the survey and the deed together. So it won't be lot 5 of our new subdivision. It'll be a meets and bounds description will be the description of the breakout.
But there's Plat Act, too, that describes stuff like that.
Yeah, the Plat Act... if this were unincorporated in another county, then they could only do this if they were doing a one-time breakout of less than 5 acres. That's what you're thinking of. And that would work on the 80-acre tract, but it wouldn't work on the 23-acre tract. But since they're within our mile and a half, our subdivision, and we're waiving our subdivision ordinance, that's what allows the municipality to say, oh, well, you can do 1 acre or 2 acre breakout without having to subdivide it as a true subdivision. So, in other words, the Plat Act lets you get around it if the municipality is okay with it.
Okay.
So they wouldn't be in violation of the Plat Act.
Okay.
Any questions?
That's kind of what went on to.
Thank you, sir. Did you want this?
Future agenda.
slowly figuring this out. Like a bull in a china shop sometimes. All right, now let's get back on the agenda. Matthew, would you like to take it over?
I don't have a huge amount. We did a meter read today. We had 317 meters that did not read. I don't know. Some of that might have been due to snow cover, water, stuff like that. So I don't remember what I had last month. Maybe a few less than that. But just wanted to put that out. Also, were there any questions about water meters between the two?
Lizzie, what two suppliers you're bringing?
I didn't see the second one.
I had another that they were kind of interested in that. Is that coming and discussing? $14.
Any big difference in technology or what they're using? That's public knowledge. To where we could probably just get a bid and.
I think the prices are going to be pretty well the same.
Okay.
So it's a radio, the cell phone link, or this other company they had. It's a satellite link, and I don't know how that all works out. So
yeah, it's on the board packets.
Okay.
So I mean, there's different options out there.
What day was it presented in that board packet?
One concern I had, I seen this today. We had some snow pushed up around hydrants. And this was done by private contractors pushing snow up. So I don't know if we can do something to have them not push snow up around fire hydrants, because this is a safety concern.
Was it businesses or houses?
Church.
Okay. Maybe we just talk to the church, say, remind your...
Because, yeah.
This probably just be the easiest way to do it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. There was a couple churches I seen. It was close. One was pretty much on top of it. The other was pretty close to
it. Which one?
Luther Church.
Okay. So. Who's someone to call them tomorrow? Maybe the Presbyterian Church?
Lutheran here on Forsey.
There is no Lutheran Church. Methodist.
Presbyterian Church, I think, is on Forsey.
Presbyterian,
okay. Oh, on Forsey. At the
next
curve.
Next to the daycare?
Yes.
Okay, that's...
Yeah.
I can make that call.
In the board packet, we had Martin Equipment came in and discussed some finance options for that loader, just to kind of get some different ideas on what we can do for financing, if we bought it outright, if we did a 5-year lease, or if we did a lease with a balloon payment at the end. They didn't really suggest that plan. They were kind of more for the lease with the $1 buyout after 5 years, I believe it was. So the first year payment would be the trade-in of the backhoe. Then the second year, which would start in 2020, would be the payment of 24. I don't have it on me, so full payments of 24,000, 25,000, I think it was. So one thing that they did also send in was, it's called their Martin Max plan, which is what we have on the mini excavator. And that's $1,700 per year. That covers anything that the factory warranty does not cover. So I think he explained it the last time to us was any money that you put in there that you don't use for maintenance or repairs would either roll over into the next plan that you would use. So it's not like you're not losing that money, it's just you're kind of banking.
I like that better than just we're going to pay this and use it or don't.
Right. So there's different options on that. So it's kind of a a nice thing to see the different options that they came up with on that. So.
So you got pallet forks on the bid?
Yes.
Instead of the clamshell?
No.
Okay.
That will, and I need to see which grapple he has. Pallet forks, we can get those used. I don't need to buy new.
That's kind of what I wanted those.
Yeah, there's different things. I think I'd get a snow plow. I think last time I had a snow pusher, I think plow would do us more good. So there's different options on there that I'd kind of like to look at as well. So.
Okay.
But when they let us use one last year, the gravel he had, I didn't like that one. So they have different ones out there. So. Any questions on that? If there are questions, the salesman or the finance person would be willing to come in and discuss, you know, if there's certain questions you do specifically have on that.
Just if the next bid or the next time you get the breakout, just break out how much, like the pallet forks, not the pallet forks, the grapple would be, how much the snow plow would be, so if we need to make a cut, we know kind of know which one.
Yeah.
And base your opinion on too.
Yeah. And we did get the snow plow and the spreader for the new truck we bought, and we actually did use it this last weekend, so I mean it came into use a couple different times already, so and probably again this next weekend. So, so everything seems like it's working well. So,
streets look good too.
Another question?
The shed. Oh, moving the shed.
Yes. The Parkland shed. We purchased the shed, we got that, paid for now, scheduled to get it picked up. Well, I put in my estimate this year, I just kind of threw in a number of $400. Well, to get it delivered, I can't just have a record company put it on a truck and haul it down here. It's too tall. So I called a company out of Sullivan. They actually haul sheds every day, and they build sheds, haul sheds, set them up. So for them to do that, it's $500, and they can do it this Friday. So we get it out here and get it set up. So it's $100 more than what I had in my bid or my proposed price. So that was what I need to have the difference approved for.
So Parkland can't deliver it?
No, and I thought that's it. It actually said that when you were buying sheds from Parkland, they don't deliver.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And they don't load either. So that's kind of the other bad part of it. I mean, if we could get it on a trailer, that's fine. But you know, getting it on a trailer and then getting it down here, we could get it off if we got it down here. But with the companies that move these sheds all the time, they've got special trailers for that. They can roll it on there. And when we get it down here, they can roll it right where we need it. So.
Motion to approve the $500 bid for moving the Parkland shed to Tolono.
Second.
Buffo?
Yes.
King?
Yes.
Stuber?
Yes.
Trulock?
Yes.
I think the snow removal went pretty good.
Yes.
Except on... What is that, 4C in front of the, 4C in front of the post office? After the post office, they kind of plowed all of the snow into the parking for the church there. So, because it's all on-street parking, if they could just push it a little further down the street.
We really don't plow off-street parking.
I know, they plowed it all into the off-street parking.
Well, it's either that or we push it into somebody's yard.
Well, we don't plow the post office, do we? So you
no,
said the
past,
post office
past
did.
The post office.
Okay.
The Maybe if they just push it a little further off the street, that will allow for people to actually park in the spaces that are right there.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
As long as we're not pushing it back to the block, off the
right.
block.
Yeah, I think there's enough grass there to accommodate that and still allow for some parking.
Okay.
We'll see it next spring.
Right.
Yeah. Or maybe this weekend.
Yeah. But everything else looked good.
Okay.
Cool.
Good. Perfect.
Cool. I'm good. Anybody else have any questions?
Actually, I did have a question about plowing. Are we at all responsible for any part of 45 as it comes right into Tolono, or is that all still IDOT?
If it's on 45, that is all state.
I ask only because there was a clear line of demarcation after the snow right at Martin. Right as we come into Tolono, everything north was clear, but right there through Tolono, it was snow covered.
That could be due to different drivers have different routes.
Okay.
Yeah, the northbound lanes were, like,
so
they hardly touched them.
That would be my guess. So they would turn around and they have certain areas they
right.
plow. So
okay.
And there were spots I even hit on 45 in town just to get that snow back.
Right.
So, you know, we're anything in town, yeah, we'll try and help out to kind of keep the street a little more open. So
okay. Thank you.
Yep.
All right. I'm good. Okay, and police department, I think you have a chart. Denny, you want to address the board?
Anytime you're ready.
Come on up. I think you all got that packet in your board packets.
You should have it.
Yep.
I'll set the corner chair if you don't mind.
No, that's fine.
Our chief put this together with the assistance of the officers to get the material that's in here. But it just gives you an overview of what we did last year. 2,000 hours of training, plus active shooter training. And then the next page is the trustees. We've gone to a 5-person board instead of a 3-person board. One of the conveniences of that is two of you can get together and talk about stuff, as opposed to not being able to speak to each other when there's only a 3-person board until the meetings. So Vicki Foley and Dave Ellers has joined us. Dale Grimm replaced Ann Haluzak, and then Roger and I are still there. Good, bad, or indifferent. The next page talks about the grants that we got. Kyle Hayden's been doing our grant work and got us over $20,000 worth of grants this past year. A lot of it's gear, a lot of it's just, you know, tools and stuff that we needed to complete it. Next page is a beautiful truck you bought us for ESDR work. We're working on getting it striped and going to put a bed liner in it, that blow-in stuff that mats to it so it doesn't get all beat up and scratched up. So that'll be put in operation. Next page show we had a patio out back, but every time we'd have a function, it was crowded. You couldn't hardly get the cooker in there and everything, so we made it larger so we can get that done. The training again is the 2,000 hours. 3 new members completed engineer training. That's the guy that drives the truck and operates the truck. And our department is proud to have 19 members that hold an EMS license or EMS, yeah, EMR. The next page shows you the calls that we had this past year. $385 calls. Believe it or not, that's down from the previous 2 years. Last year was 400, the year before was 400, and the year before that was 405 calls. So we're averaging more than a call a day. 220 were EMS calls, 78 were fire calls, 19 public assists, and 68 rescues. It talks about mutual aid received, mutual aid auto aid received, mutual aid, we have a pact with all the towns around us that if they need us, they call us and we go to their fire. A auto aid is like if the schools get toned out, Savoy and Sodom automatically come. So it's an automatic call, not just a mutual aid call. So they get toned out the exact same time we do, and then we do the same for them. Windsor Savoy is, you know, the elderly people. We get called to that a lot, and also with the one across the street from the CU Rehab, I think it's called.
The old Arbor's.
Yeah, mm-hmm. The old Arbor's building. So that's what the difference in those are. The top two are ones that we received. The bottom two are the ones that we gave calls to. This next one was interesting to me in the calls and the time of days. Mm-hmm. EMS calls, the busiest day of the week is Friday. Why EMS people, you know, do Fridays? And the busiest time is 11 to 8 p.m. The fire calls, busiest day is Friday. And the busiest time of that is at 4 o'clock. I don't know if the kids are going home and starting fires or what, but that's, you know, that's the busiest call time for those. The rescue calls are on Saturday and Sunday when people are traveling, because we do a lot of rescue out on the interstate. And the busiest call is 3 o'clock in the afternoon. They're all trying to get home. Mm-hmm. Then we have the maintenance report. And then the summary. Oh, no, there's no one in there. And the maintenance report continued. The truck's about there, the 2491. That's the truck that you bought us. Installed, no, 91 was the plow, the snow plow. Radio, siren, bed liner, new rubber blade for the front of the plow, suspension, and brake work was also completed. 2430, annual maintenance, additional braking system, and a couple other minor things that we did there. We did have to renew our bottles for our air packs and took care of that. And then he thanks the members of our board of trustees, officers, and members for their hard work. But I also want to thank you guys for your hard work and the, you know, and working with us so we can do some of the stuff that we do. We appreciate your help.
Are you guys going to have to replace radios?
I'm sorry?
Are you guys going to have to replace radios soon? Because I know they're doing that big upgrade.
Yeah. I'm not sure about what soon is going to be.
Okay.
We've talked about it. It's bad because we just did radios, so I don't think we're going to try.
Well, they
to
said that they would still work. Yeah. That there's no, but you can't get any upgrades for them or can't get parts.
Right.
So I think the police department's going to do them as they break.
Yeah, I think that's what we're going to end up doing. Because in fact, I think we just got some more that somebody has turned back into them, and
that'll work.
We took them, you know, because that way, if they break down, we still have some to replace them with.
They're not cheap.
So I don't know if you guys have any questions for us, for me.
Thanks, Dave. This is a nice report.
I was overly impressed with it myself.
It's really good.
I had nothing to do with it. That's why I think I was impressed. it really brings out a lot of the highlights that we had for the year and what's going on at our department. We are down on members right now. I think we're down to like 26 or 25.
Who was on the radio? Just
Chris Humer.
Yeah, Chris was on. I heard him on the radio.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know Posodom's down members too.
Posodom's had a problem for a couple of years now. They're doing better. I can't remember. I think it was like 3 years ago. We had mutual aid with them on every call. They run about 80 calls a year, but we had that boosted us up. That 1 year that they just didn't have the manpower show up, that we had to go down and respond to them. And it's amazing, like Savoy has probably in the neighborhood of 50 members, and we get a lot of calls for them because they don't have manpower show up.
Are they manning 24/7 now?
No, they're not. Only they have an ambulance sitting in their station, which is beneficial to us because they have switched from Pro Ambulance to Aerial Ambulance, and that's who we use down here is Aerial Ambulance as our go-to ambulance, and puts them here a lot quicker. So it really helps us on our calls.
Like that.
Anybody else? Again, thanks for your help.
Thank you.
I enjoyed the party that we went to. That's been a couple of weeks ago now, but thank you for inviting us.
Thanks
we'll
for
having
me.
We'll have one in April. So, all right.
Thanks, Jenny.
Thank you.
Have a lovely evening.
You as well.
All right, bills. Any questions on the bills?
Motion to pay bills is presented.
Any second?
Second.
Buffo?
Yes.
Haney?
Yes.
Stuber?
Yes.
Trulock?
Yes.
All right. Sewer credits. We have two sewer credits in here. You know something about this. Did you talk to people with the sump pump?
Mm-hmm.
Where was it discharging to?
Outside. It's their water powered backup.
Okay. So it was just, it was going in our sewer system.
Right.
Where's that at? Come on. Of course I opened the wrong one. That one's for
500 North Condit?
Yes.
Yeah. 193.24.
Motion to reimburse Ulam Fong at 500 North Condit, 193.24 for a sewer credit.
Second?
I'll second.
Buffo?
Yes.
King?
Yes.
Stuber?
Yes.
Trulock?
Yes.
Okay, then the other one. They had a running toilet.
Make a motion to deny the sewer credit for 507 North Borsey, Ferdinand Potzer, 9861.
I need a second.
I'll second.
Buffo?
Yes.
King?
Yes.
Stuber?
Epstein.
Trulock?
Yes.
All right. Now, I need a regular session minutes.
I'll make a motion to approve the regular session minutes from January 2nd, 2019.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Anybody against? Okay, perfect.
I'll make a motion to approve the executive session meeting minutes from January 2nd, 2019.
I'll second.
All in favor? Oh, we have to roll call that one.
Buffo?
Thank you.
Yes.
King?
Yes.
Stuber? Trulock?
Yes.
Are we tabling the rave thing for now?
Yes.
Yeah.
Ooh. Tabling the location thing. I would like to table ordinance 2019-0-2 unless anybody has an objection.
Do we even have it? Was it in here?
It wasn't.
You don't have it.
Okay.
The way we left the last time is that I was going to propose some language to Anna, which I did. But in looking at that, I was thinking if we're going to mess with the nuisance ordinance, I'd kind of like to update it. So
okay.
I did. She's got a copy of it. I gave a copy of it to the mayor. I didn't want to circulate to you until she had her input on the lighting, and I'm still kind of thinking about what I wrote up. So that way, when you get something, it'll be in a form that's kind of where it really could be passed if you wanted to, and then you can do your own tweaking at that point.
Okay.
If you want it sooner than that, I've got copies of that I can hand out.
I'm okay with tabling it. I just thought maybe I missed something
yeah.
in the packet.
I was looking too.
Yeah.
And then the ordinance for abating tax levy. Do we have that one?
Yes.
We do have that one.
You guys have that electronically?
Mm-hmm.
We,
yeah.
do. We have that one.
Yeah,
yeah.
we have it.
Do you want me to explain it, or you already understand it and you understand what
it's the same thing we do every year.
Well,
Well, some of us haven't been here.
I know.
I'll give you the short version. If you want more detail, then pummel me with questions.
Okay, give us the short version.
So we passed a bond to which we financed from the TIP district to get the cheapest rate to guarantee that bond. You backed that bond with a little ordinance that says, hey, if there's not enough money from TIF to pay the make bond payments, automatically a big levy gets slapped on all the properties to make that payment. So in order to keep that from happening, each year you look to say, hey, do we have enough money from the TIF to make our bond payments, which you do, and then you pass a little ordinance that says we abate that levy. So if we didn't do this, there'd be a really big jump in your real estate tax bill, and you get a lot of angry people. So we want to make sure we pass this.
Motion to approve ordinance 2019-0-1, abating tax levy in connection with the issuance of Series 2012 alternate revenue bonds for the Village of Tolono.
I'll
second.
Pepo?
Yes.
King?
Yes.
Stuber?
Yes.
Trulock?
Yes.
Now, on this next one, if you purchase the end loader, I would like to get this approved now. It's not going to go until the next budget. That way they can order it. It's going to take them a couple months to get it in. We don't have a first payment because the first payment is the old end loader. And the, right? Okay, and correct me if I'm wrong here. And the old end loader has already cost us a couple $1,000s, and it's going to cost us a lot more. It needs new tires. It needs new... It's to get it to where it's in decent shape, it'll cost us a lot. So I'd like to approve this now. Then we'll appropriate the funds. Because we won't have a payment next year anyway, so we don't have to worry about it in the next budget year. It'll be the following budget year after that. So...
But I thought we had just said earlier that when Matt was up here, that we were going to look at getting
additional pricing.
Yeah.
Oh, did Thank you? I missed that. I stepped out for a second when he was talking. I'm sorry.
I need to get some firm up the pricing on the attachments.
Yeah.
For that. Oh, okay.
Because well, there were some attachments that he said he would prefer to look at.
Oh, okay.
That he's
well,
used a couple different times. That.
And this one is kind of a lot of attachments will fit onto it.
Anything mm-hmm. that will fit on a skid loader will fit on it. That's kind of why I bought it, because it's kind of...
We haven't bought it yet.
And I know what you're worried about. It. I don't see this one getting taken out like it has the last couple of years.
Yeah. So. Well, and plus you've got to remember we have to put an order in now or within the next couple months to get it. Yeah.
And
so.
That locks in the finance rate as yeah. well. And I think, you know, probably by next meeting, I think we're still
good by next meeting.
With that, so.
And something else, too, the price we checked with this last year to get in the last budget, they're giving us $2,000 or $3,000 more for ours last year. Now there's no market for used equipment right now.
Right.
And it's going to sit on their lot forever, and they're going to put thousands and thousands of dollars into it. So the price came down a little bit, but the price of the equipment that we're buying actually came down a couple thousand too, so it's kind of
like
a wash.
$10,000 less than
yeah.
last year. Yeah.
So it's kind of a wash there, but it's no guarantee that it won't change again.
I was just saying, you know,
yeah.
I knew that he said he was going to quote some more.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and I missed that.
Yeah,
I stepped out for 1 second.
Might be able to get used, get a little bit better price that way. So, yeah, I'll definitely get that dual form looking around.
All right, so we'll table that till next meeting. I didn't see any special event permits.
No.
Do we have anything for executive session?
Did you want to vote on somebody for the survey or the hiring of, I think it was MSA?
I haven't talked to
new business.
Oh, you haven't talked to anything?
I haven't yet.
Okay,
haven't.
Then we won't. Okay.
All right.
Show.
Oh, new business.
That was new business, see?
Oh, did I skip it? Oh, because I marked it out. Instead of marking the end loader. All right, anything for the good of the order? Nothing? All right, need a motion.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Oh, beautiful.
You
thank
got
you.
It in there. I love it here.
Beautiful.